Street Chess Motherfucking Podcast. Make some noise!
He's a legendary Queens rapper.
He ain't that great as your boy N.O.R.E.
He's a Miami hip-hop pioneer.
What up is DJ EFN.
Together, they drink it up with some of the biggest players.
You know what I mean?
In the most professional, unprofessional podcast and your number one source for drunk facts.
It's Drink Chess Motherfucking Podcast,
where every day is New Year's Eve.
It's time for Drink Champs. Drink up, motherfucker.
It could be, hopefully it would still be. This is your boy N-O-R-E.
What up, it's DJ EFN.
This Drink Chats motherfucking Yappy Hour. Make some noise! When we started this show, we said that there was no platform for legends. When you have 10, 15 years or more in this game, they want to call you old, they want to call you washed up, they want to say this over for you. But in all genres of music, like rock and roll, jazz, whatever, the older you get, the more seasoned you get. I wanted to change that in hip-hop. So instead of us complaining about it, we did what the fuck we had to do. So when we thought of this show, the person that's here, that's our guest today, is the epitome of that. He is the God MC. He's my favorite MC of all time. I never even told him that. That's what makes me a kind of fake nigga. Like, I should have texted him that, right?
Y'all cool.
All time, right?
Appreciate you, bro.
One of the best businessmen. He showed Queensbridge people that not only you can be from the hood, but you can transition yourself into being a real full-fledged businessman.
Showed the world.
This man has done whatever he had to do countless times. And he's on top. He's number one MC. One of the illest lyrically ever inclined.
Keeping it classy.
I've never seen him on a bum day neither. The nigga never had one bum day. Like, everybody has a bum day now. It's like, at one point, you got to come outside like a bum, my dude. You got to. But if you don't know what we talk about Nas Escobar. Do you still like being called Nas Escobar, or?
Yeah.
You don't give a fuck?
Yeah, I don't give a fuck.
Cool. Goddamn, you already drinking before me.
Jesus, oh, damn. We got to get drinking.
No point, man. Come on. So, right now, we're celebrating Lost Tapes.
Two.
So, let's take Lost Tapes 2. So, let's break down the origin of Lost Tapes. Lost Tapes is the records that didn't make the album.
Right. Didn't make the album.
You can make an album out of your B-sides. That's hard.
Let's make some noise to that.
Yeah, you know, you got the records that you wasn't sure about, so you just, they sit around.
What span of time is this that these records are, like, between when and when were you recording?
Probably like 2007 to last year.
Mm.
Yeah.
So this is different albums.
Yeah, a couple albums, yeah.
So the crazy thing is, first time I actually met you, was on Vernon Boulevard. I think you was going on tour, and you was your homeboys was playing this record that I'd never heard before in my life. I heard it one time only. And I don't know if you remember this story. I'm walking through Vernon Boulevard because you shouted me out without actually meeting me. You spoke on a Noriega. I was like, oh shit, I'm the man. And when I finally met you, they was playing this record. Now you tell me if I'm bugging. There's a lady cop sucking a thug's dick on some bug shit.
Yeah,
you remember that?
Yeah.
I always look at Lost Tapes for that record. You know what I'm talking about?
You've been waiting for that record.
Oh, I'm not gonna lie, cause it's the first time. I feel like Lil Wayne bitch and shit.
Oh shit, no.
Mr. Officer?
Yeah, you know when I heard that song, it reminded me of that shit. But I didn't think nobody even that you wouldn't even heard that joint, dog.
No one knows. That's crazy. No one knows. I swear to God, I was like, yo, Lil Wayne.
So how long ago was this that you heard this record?
This was after it was written, and this was the $50 Panasonics. Y'all niggas ain't make no noise.
Yeah.
Ace, come on, man. You ain't make no noise with the Ace. This is Nas, man. It's Nas on it.
Please get the money.
I remember walking through Vernon Boulevard, and obviously, it was Mobb Deep that was coming up. By the way, the Prodigy tribute, we go right to that. But I remember they playing on a $50 Panasonic. And I remember I was like, damn, this nigga saying that he's fucking a lady cop. And I had never knew that people could say that shit. I was so scared. That was like a nigga album before nigga album.
Right, facts. Facts. That's the truth.
You know what?
I remember that song, dog. Like, I think L.E.S. might have did that.
Mm.
So I didn't know what to do with the song, though. You know, that's lost. That's 20-something years ago.
Wow.
That's crazy, bro. And, of course, I shouted you out because y'all was coming up, and I seen that shit. And I'm like, these is the dudes right here. So it's like on some Queen shit. You know what I'm saying? I seen them coming up, Capone, Noriega.
Right.
I knew it was going to be on.
Right.
Yeah, for sure.
I ain't going to lie. That changed my life because, see, I know you humble and... And you don't realize that you're the greatest MC of all times. Greatest MC of all time. You can be humble. You can be humble. Don't worry. I'm going to be cocky for you. This is what we're here for. I want to tell you. I want to get to Illmatic.
I just got
to
say I'm happy to be here, man.
We happy that you're here, bro.
Yo. Yeah.
I just want to tell you what Illmatic was, right? It was a point in time where KRS kind of fucked us up, right?
Oh, yeah.
Let's be clear. I was running through Spofford, and I was running through Rikers Island. They were saying, Queens! These Bronx niggas, they know. I did not like that, y'all. So it was one period. I'm sorry, because I never told you this. This is crazy. It's one period that it changed the course of Queens.
Mm.
And I don't know if you know this, but I'm sure you know it. It was Illmatic. When that's a fact. Listen, it was Queens niggas blowing dudes every day. They had to get it on because it was the joke of the town at the time.
Mm-hmm.
It would say Queens.
Wow.
You turn around, they'd be like. And then Illmatic came out. Niggas was like, all right, we know what you're talking about now.
Wow.
Because
right.
How you described the picture of Queens and Queensbridge in a way like Donald Goins. The thing about why people read books in jail is they go to that place.
Yeah.
So everybody, when Illmatic came out, everybody actually was not only just from Queensbridge, but they was from Queens. Period.
Yeah.
Do you know that?
I heard. Good looking. Because your KRS story is like... It's incredible. KRS is a leader. He's one of my favorite rappers ever.
Yeah.
So when I was putting out Illmatic, it was like almost to show KRS-One.
Yeah,
it was almost to... That was part of my drive. Because I had to, because of what he had done.
Right.
So I had to... It was part of it was like, yo, look, KRS, we here. So, you know, he's one of my favorites ever.
But never mind saying that it changed the course of Queens or whatever. It changed the course of hip-hop, period.
Yes.
Like, did you even imagine that you would just change, like, the evolution of hip-hop? Because it changed... It was a new era in hip-hop when Illmatic came out.
Yeah.
Lyrically.
Yeah.
I mean, we had Rakim and we had lyrics, but it felt different after Illmatic.
I feel you. It was like, I had to represent. It was like... Like Nori said, the pressure was on the borough and my project. So it was like, and then just getting in the game, you had to have something to say. So I definitely had to push the pen hard, because if not, it would have never flew.
And people like me, I'm in Miami, and I feel like I was in Queensbridge listening to Illmatic. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, it was so vivid.
Appreciate it.
I'm not going to lie to you. I think I could quote that album backwards. Like, that's how good I know that. I know the album better than you. I promise you. I can swing your verses better than you. I'm just being honest, because it meant so much more to me, because we were in the P-Now when it came out. When I was in the P-Now, I was locked up with the Brooklyn guys, and it was Biggie, and it was a Buckshot. It was Buckshot.
Yeah.
And I knew, mind you, I had met you through Akinelli, but I didn't know that was you.
Right.
And then when you said, when I was 12, I went to hell for snuffing Jesus. What was wrong with you, sir?
Or waving automatic guns at nuns.
Did everybody ever ask you that question? When you was 12, you went to hell for snuffing Jesus?
I was sick at what was happening in the black community, and I felt like what was pushed on us on a religious level was before my time. You know, the black church is powerful. It definitely been there through the civil rights and all of that, and still powerful to this day. But I didn't see it as a black thing. I didn't see it as, I saw no one's coming to save us.
Right.
You know, so I just felt like it's me against the world. I had a very rebellious spirit back then, like serious. So, yeah, but you know, I love Jesus. That's my man.
Just in case.
That's my man. Yeah.
And there's also a rumor that's been lurking around that it was you and Akinelli together.
What you mean?
Like when y'all went to the deal, or is that true or something like that?
We used to go...
The Columbia deal you're talking about?
No, not before that.
Okay.
Me and Ock used to, yo, meet me at the last car on the E-train. And we're going to go here, or I'm going to come pick you up. And we're going to go shop these tapes. Mm-hmm. Iaconelli used to get me, like, motivated to go shop demos.
Get out of here.
He somehow knew where the offices was. He knew who to go see. He knew. He made meetings with them. Right. He booked meetings with, like real people.
This is before Live at the Barbecue and all that? No.
After.
After. Okay.
After. Because I met him during Live at the Barbecue.
Mm.
So he was, like, thinking like a businessman. Like, he was about it. I was like, are we really going to these offices? Like, right. Yeah. For sure.
You know, I joined the Taliban right now. You seen him lately? I ain't seen him. Look,
I ain't seen Ock in a minute.
South Beach with this clip, nigga look like Osama. Oh, my nigga. He's out here
going crazy. Big up to Iaconelli, man. Yo, so I need to ask this question, because as a fan, this is a hip-hop fan, you know, Wu-Tang came and they destroyed shit. Mm. But it was a skit on Ghostface album.
Raekwon album.
Yeah.
God damn it, DJ. DJ Bushrock. Big up DJ Bushrock.
There's
a skit where they said, nigga bit Nas shit.
Yeah.
How did Nas feel? They said, nigga bit Nas shit.
That was the talk. So that was the talk. I couldn't believe he said it. Right. So,
it's over the album cover, right?
Let's be clear, we're talking about Biggie. Because Biggie,
I had a picture of Young Me on the cover, and then Notorious B.I.G., rest in peace, had a picture of a baby that was going to be him.
Right. It
was supposed to be him. So, of course, people start comparing, because they was comparing us anyway.
Right.
So then the album cover came, and it was like, oh. So Ghost said it. I said, it's straight blood sport out here. It's war.
Oh, when Ghost said it, he said.
Absolutely. Okay. When Ghost said that shit on a Raze tape, mm-hmm. Oh, that was crazy. That was crazy, man, because it was something after that. I think Big called me.
We've never heard this story, Nas.
Yeah, Big called me, and he's like, yo, you fucking with them Wu niggas? You knew they said that shit? And he's like, yo, that's how you feel away, bro, because me and him was tight.
Right.
So I was like, yo, I mean, that's Ghost.
Right.
Ghost face is Ghost face. It's no love lost. I didn't know he was going to say this shit. Mm. And he was a little disappointed because he wasn't trying to bite off my shit. No, just in general, because he wasn't coming at it like that. Because if you listen to his album, he tell a whole story and shit. Right. So I didn't look at it like that. It was just competition at that time. So at that time, I was like, I was riding with that a little bit because it was competition. So it was just one for me.
It didn't involve into anything.
Nah.
Other than that.
Nah.
Okay, but Busta Rhymes had told me a story because Busta called me, or I called Busta, I forget. Busta said, yo, tell Nas about the one time it was you, him, and Method Man in the studio, and Big was supposed to come up.
Yeah.
And Big didn't want to walk up flights of stairs, the elevator.
Yeah. The elevator was broke, and Big had a car accident, so he had a cane. Uh-huh. And he's like, dude, he said, I love y'all niggas, but I ain't walking up the fucking stairs with this bro. His shit was broke. Something was broke. He had a car accident. Okay. Yeah, that was a crazy session. That was going to be some shit.
Right.
So I didn't lay no verse, but the next day, Big came. Mm. And he did his shit.
Did you know that's the only verse that Big went at Pac?
Yes.
The
double album, he had some verses for him, but you're right. That was the one when he went right at him.
Right at him. Yeah, you know? Busta played me that verse. I was going to bring it here, but I said, I don't think I should. I was like, I don't think I should. So
Yeah.
Okay. There comes a time after Illmatic, right, where it was written.
Yeah.
You are now. Oh, I like that. So it changed from the Project Kid to like the big guy. I remember Trackmaster Tone, me asking him. I said, yo, Trackmaster Tone, I want to do what's his thing with Lauren? I rule the world. And Trackmaster Tone said, I will never give you that record. I said, Jesus. And did you receive backlash from, because you it was almost like you, not like a backpacker, I don't want to say like a backpacker, but you was like the king of the underground, and then as you transitioned to It Was Written, yeah. It was like, now you're a boss, but as soon as you become a boss, people kind of, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Did you like see that like crossover?
Oh yeah. Big time. Okay. When we first put out the record, it was a white label, so they didn't know who was singing it.
So they didn't know it was Lauren.
They didn't know it was her. Oh, so they thinking, why is somebody singing on this on your record, bro? Right. Like, what's going on? And I'm like, dog, that's Houdini, the beat. That's Houdini. That's she's singing Curtis Blow, dog. This is hip hop to me.
Yeah.
It sounds good for radio too, but I'm just saying it's hip hop.
Yeah.
So this is what we doing. The way the thing was changing, it was like radio was opening up to us. Hot 97 was now.
Right.
A thing, and now it's opening up to us. So if we can have a record that the streets is into, but also has a appeal to go, a mass appeal.
Mass appeal.
Mass appeal.
Then you had to do that. We had to do that to get to the next level, because, you know, that was just the challenge was to just, you can't just be rapping, you gotta make records too.
It's like keeping your authenticity, but still,
for sure. And then it's Lauryn Hill.
Right,
you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So not that,
no,
so good.
Yeah, without a doubt.
Then it's Lauryn Hill, so it's like, but then of course, you know, people wasn't ready for the transition.
Right.
And now you're on tour with Mary J. Blige. Y'all niggas out there selling. Y'all out there monkey foot stepping on shit.
Yeah.
Y'all out there doing it. Like is that where you at in life? Because, you know, we read all, you know, the about the stock and everything you got. It's like, when you come out, is this things that you want to do? You know what I'm saying? Because I feel like you wanted to do the tour. Like, I feel like there's a lot of things that you can say no to.
Yeah, nah, we've been talking about it for a while. So after New Year's, I seen her, and we was all hanging out. And I said, yo, do you want to tour this year? She was like, yo, yeah, let's do it. So I was like,
Wait a minute, tell me. That's how y'all said it? Y'all just somewhere and say you went?
That's easy.
I hit her up.
I need friends like you, Nas. Let's make some noise, my man.
Yeah, I called her. I said, yo, you want to do this tour? She was like, let's do it.
Wow.
Let's do it. And she was serious about it, so it was just a great time.
Right. And your first date was Miami?
Yeah, West Palm. Yeah.
West Palm. And the show was crazy, bro.
Yeah. Shout out to Mary. It's an honor to be on tour with her, man. Her from What's the 411 with Grand Pooba. She's always been that hip hop.
She's the queen of hip-hop.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like queen of hip hop soul, you know?
Yeah,
so
damn
it, Mary. Honor. That's the sister.
Yeah.
Before we move on, I want to say welcome home to my brother Deuce, man. I miss you, man. You know, welcome home, my brother. God damn it. Okay, but when you said hip hop is dead.
Yeah.
How many like DMs you got from the young niggas?
There was no DMs.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
you back to the future. Young that motherfucker.
Kill you, like.
They wanted to kill me, man.
Yeah. Because what you were saying was, explain to what people you're saying.
It's dead. I was just, because we didn't have no control. Mm. And it's like, you know, a lot of people took offense to it that I didn't think was going to take offense. I'm talking about, let's wake up and take control. Mm. As soon as we put out a record, there's some political or some religious or whoever leader in the community that's trying to build a name off you and start to protest your record.
Right.
As soon as you try to build your company or try to be independent of all the labels, you run into trouble, you know. Right. So it was so many people in control of where this thing was going, and it's like, I thought we was at a great time to turn this around.
The culture didn't control it, basically.
Like what's going on today. Right. You know what I'm saying?
But
I probably thought a few people could have stopped making records.
Right.
I probably thought some niggas.
Let's not lie. You kind of even said something about Nori one time.
No, we'll get to that later. Come on.
I'll tell you why.
Okay, let's stay there.
That's not hip hop. It's dead.
I know.
I was mad about something.
Let's stay here, because at the time when you said that, you was living in Atlanta.
Yeah. Right? I had a crib in Atlanta. A crib in McDonough, Georgia.
Okay. But that's who took an offense to it, right?
Man, I know.
What, Atlanta took offense?
I mean, because the South was running it.
Yeah, Ludacris had a shirt that said, "Hip hop didn't die, lives in the South."
Yeah, that's true.
So,
that's
true. And Luda's my man. Yeah. So I felt, I
should have headbutt Luda for that. I'm throwing it out there. Go ahead, continue.
I felt like, damn, it's not real. I didn't get the point off right. Because the wrong people
were taking intention.
I wasn't attacking Luda and my guys. No, that wasn't the case. It was just like, tell you the truth, I forgot why I said it.
No, but essentially,
it was so long ago. Something pissed me off.
But essentially, the breakdancing, the graffiti. That's what you mean, right? The breakdancing, the graffiti.
It was the culture.
It was the culture. It was all of this stuff that even today a lot of people don't care about it. And I like to care about it. Like I like what you say about when the show starts. Like give them their roses while you can smell them.
Yes.
A lot of people don't realize the great history. Here, that's why we're trying to. Well, that's why we are building a hip hop museum in the Bronx. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Because it should have been here.
It
should have been. It's way overdue. We're building one here because it'll be great. Because sometimes the kids don't see why they should go that far back to listen to some shit. You know, but if you go back there, you might discover some new shit that you could be doing. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like I looked at them old dudes. Or I don't want to call them old, but the pioneers.
Right.
And
the
I learned from them.
Right.
I learned from them.
Right.
And so I was like, it's important that the kids today know how important they are. To this whole thing too,
You know, one of my favorite days of my life was we was in Master Pill office, and because I had thought Rakim and Eric B was touring, I didn't know that because I seen Rakim, but I seen Eric B by themselves. I didn't know that Eric B and Rakim hadn't been together in so long. So you said to me, you said, "Yo, Nori, you want to go to the Eric B and Rakim show?" And I was like, "You leaving it up to me, Nas?" Yeah, and then we went there. So this is the favorite part of my time. As all the accolades you got, as much as, you know, you can say you the man, I saw you sit there and pay homage to Rakim. It was the best day of my life, bro. It was the best. Just to see you humble you. Like you were sitting there, and then Rakim started to do, like, two or three records that I never heard of.
Yeah.
I thought I was the biggest Rakim fan, and I watched Nas. You knew every fucking word. I looked.
Yeah.
I said, this is why this nigga's the king of hip-hop. Make some goddamn noise.
Yes, sir. That was a great day.
That was a great day, man. I just got my big chain. It was the first day.
Heavy.
So you are really a student of the game of hip hop.
I love it. I think I am.
Okay.
You too, though.
Yes, I am.
And you too.
But now I'm going to throw, because we all up there in age, so I'm going to throw something at all of us. What are you listening to right now? A new nigga, Nas. New nigga.
Dirk.
There's a lot of Dirks, nigga.
Lil Durk.
Okay, Lil Durk. A Lil Durk. He just came home, right? He just came home.
With the baby. The baby.
The baby? Oh, it's the baby and his little baby now.
But why gotta be someone new?
Why
we gotta listen to
something? Because we old. I'm saying.
I'm listening to Dreamville joint.
Who?
Dreamville joint.
Oh, J. Cole. That's the Avengers.
Yeah, the compilation
the reverse,
joint.
The Revenge of the Avengers. What's that shit called? Yeah, them niggas got balls.
Yo, and the homie Reason from TD's Problem.
So that's who you listening to? Dirk? A little bit sometimes?
Yeah, the baby.
Little baby or the baby?
Both of them.
Okay, that's hard. That's he's political, boy. That was an Obama answer right there. That was hard. Who?
Davies. Oh, yeah, for sure. Davies, for sure. Family.
In retrospect, like, not to say it like that, but people always say you the second coming of Rakim. You feel like Davies is the second coming of Nas, or he's his own, he's his own coming of coming. You know, I don't know. You know what I mean? Jesus, that it doesn't sound right.
Did you pause?
But you know what I mean.
I think Davies is the first Davies.
That's hard.
That's hard.
Yeah.
Because sometimes that name, it'd be feeling like some people don't like that. So I would be honored for somebody to call him that personally, but he's his own man for sure. Yeah.
Have you ever seen somebody that remind you of you? Like you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, everybody bites your style and shit. But like you said, holy shit.
Lupe.
Lupe Fiasco?
Lupe Fiasco.
Dreads Lupe or Caesar Lupe? You know? Two different Lupe's now, nah. The nigga with dreads.
That is true.
Yo, karate crazy. Lupe? You know, karate Lupe. You know, karate Lupe, yeah. Karate Lupe is hard.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Nas. I'm sorry.
Both of them.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Both of them.
I mean, Lupe, no, that's my nigga. I got love for Lupe. I just still want him to apologize to Tribe Called Quest from that day when he came out there and he messed up Q-Tip lyrics, remember? I just want him to say I'm sorry. That's it. So I'll be on Lupe's ass, but he know I love him as a brother and as a fan. But, you know, he went out on Tribe Called Quest. You don't remember? It was a tribute to Tribe Called Quest.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's it. But I love Lupe. Like, I just want to be clear. And he's very lyrical.
He's lyrical.
They got a show coming up, too.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, you so rich. You don't even know what you're doing. Nah. you ever thought hip hop, like, I know this is like a cliche type of question. You ever thought hip hop would really be where it's at?
I always wanted it to be. I can't say that I thought, this your own weed?
Smoke Champs, yes it is. Oh, you can have that, Nas. Yes.
Yeah.
It's not, oh God, we didn't have to ask you? Oh God.
No.
Relax. Yeah. Oh!
Smoke Champs, baby.
Yes. We ain't had to ask him, God damn it. The God MC.
So, what you say?
It don't matter. Would you like a shot, Nas?
Anything you do, I'm with you, bro.
Okay, let's do a shot. We ain't gonna say what shot we doing.
Shout out to Wingstop, by the way, man.
Oh, shout out to Wingstop, who provided us some wings.
Shout out to Cherry.
At Best Buy Liquors. I ain't gonna lie, Nas. We sold mad advertisement.
Talk about rich.
We foul niggas. Stop.
This
episode is about you, brother. This episode is about you. So, you know what I want to big
Queens
up to?
Queens
get the money. But you know who I want to big up to? Who I feel like don't get as much props, and I feel like is one of the best executives ever in the world. And I know no one's not going to know who I'm about to say right now. Jungle.
That's big.
One of my favorite. I tell him that, and we always bent when I say it, so he think I'm playing. But right. I'm like, yo, Jungle, you my favorite executive, like right. Because he was hood, he knew exactly what to do. Like, do you remember when we made Body in the Truck?
I can't forget that.
Yeah.
I can't.
Right, you know
wait,
what?
Wait, how? Wait, you mean the way we came up with it?
Okay, no, all right,
yeah, it was Jungle.
It was Jungle and Chappelle. But before we get into that, I'm gonna tell you a crazier story. One day we're in the studio, me and you, and it's Nature Session. So me and you is both in Nature Session. And Nature, it's a song called Triple Threat. It winded up being called Triple Threat.
Yeah.
But me and you in the studio, and Nature said, so Trackmaster Tone, Trackmasters period, plays the record, and Nature said, yo, I'm gonna take this shit, I'm gonna go home. And me and you just looked at each other. And as soon as Nature rolled out, me and you just bodied the whole record. You don't remember that?
Hell yeah.
Triple Threat had no Nature on there at first. It was just me and you. You don't remember?
Oh, he came back and did it.
He came back the next day. We was foul niggas. Nas, I'm going to throw that out there. We was foul niggas. Yeah. So.
Your drive. It was your drive, though. Your drive was like nothing I'd never seen.
Thank you.
Your
thank
drive
you.
Motivated me. So
thank
I'm
you,
sitting
my
there
brother.
Like with you, and I'm like, if I stand next to homie,
right.
We're going to make some real records. So right. It was your drive, bro, and your vision, bro. So
thank
I was
you.
Just riding with you, man.
Thank you, my brother. Thank you. Because I don't know if I ever told you this, but if it wasn't for I'm Leaving, I don't think I would have had a solo career. And I don't know if you remember, but you guys started recording the Firm album in Miami.
Yeah.
And y'all supposed to give me a flight. And I never got that flight. But you gotta relax. You can't complain. You gotta shut up and just wait for your hunger. And then one day Jungle called me. It was like, you been to LA? And I was like, nigga, I made LA. I don't wanna go to LA. And they like, this is the only how. Like, we need you on the Firm album. And I flew out there.
Right.
And you know who the fuck was the engineer?
Who?
Dr. fucking Dre, my bro. The only
right.
time I've been in the room with Dr. Dre is cause your ass, goddamn it.
Right.
I want to go go there for a second. The Firm album.
Yeah.
What was the vision to even create the Firm? And we need a new Firm, but that's later.
I needed my niggas.
Right.
You know, I was dolo, really. So I needed to squad up because everybody was squadding up. So it was only right.
Mm.
You had Junior Mafia.
Mm.
You know, you had even, you know, Wu-Tang. A lot of them. Death Row is a lot of them, you know. Ooh. So I had to squad up.
Right.
Yeah.
And I want the record reflect, because a lot of people throw it up in the air. Who put on Foxy Brown? That she was signed to you?
Nah.
Never?
Nah, she no she,
I lost the bet.
No. Well,
pay up.
Damn, you, can I retract the question?
Nah, let's bring it
I lost,
back.
I'm gonna pay. Go ahead.
You know, AZ introduced me to Foxy. Mm. He said, "Yo, I got a girl. I got a girl that's going to. Mm. I'm like, "Nah, it's not going to happen. This girl Kim, there's nothing we can
do to
get anybody to
Wait,
go."
So Kim was out already before you met Foxy?
Yeah,
for sure, definitely. Yeah. That makes sense.
Oh shit, I lost another bet. Go ahead, continue.
it felt like y'all were creating the Firm on mixtapes. I mean, I might be completely wrong, but that's the way it felt.
No, I could answer that, but I'm. Let him answer it.
Like, just doing joints on mixtapes, it just felt like the Firm was being created before our very eyes on mixtapes.
When we did mixtapes with DJ Clue,
right, with Clue,
we started doing stuff to promote the albums.
Right. Mm.
So
freestyles and
yeah, we started doing that, and that became the thing. So we were using that. DJ Clue was our key to the streets,
mm-hmm.
and. We just started doing a lot of mixtape stuff because we couldn't wait for the albums to come out.
Right.
Mm. Yeah, but A introduced me to Foxy, and I met her, and I'm like, oh, she's a beautiful, beautiful sister, and she got bars.
Right.
Oh, she's going to win.
Right.
So once they saw that I was invested, everybody just went crazy.
Right.
And we were flying, me, Foxy, and flew her to L.A. to talk to Jimmy Iovine to try to get her a deal.
Is that how y'all connected with Dre from those?
No, I already had kicked it with Dre. My first album, he came to one of my shows.
Okay.
And he was like, yo, we got to work together.
Mm.
And at the Grand Slam, Prince's Club in L.A.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And,
one in Miami, too.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. So we were flying around shopping with her, trying to get involved, but at the end I saw she was already up and she was already on her way, so I stepped back and let it go. Yeah.
So the Firm forms.
Yeah.
You figure it comes out, and then Dr. Dre says this one line. He says some shit, or the Firm flopped.
Everybody saying I turn pop or the Firm flop. Y'all are the reason Dre ain't getting no sleep, so fuck y'all.
So where you at in your mind frame, like, at that time?
I mean, the expectations of East Coast dudes rocking with Dr. Dre at the time was a lot, you know, mm-hmm. and so it did platinum. And if it didn't do three or four platinum, it was a flop.
Right.
Wait, it went platinum? I only got gold plaque.
Yeah.
The fuck?
You got shorted.
What the fuck?
I didn't get no plaques.
I ordered my own. I had no idea that it actually went platinum. Now I'm about to go to
platinum.
They got to
give you your platinum, Joy. Yeah.
So what's your, if you had...
And I needed you on that album.
Thank you.
You was our guy.
Keep talking like that.
That's a fact.
I felt that. Nah,
The I'm Leaving song.
I'm not even looking. I don't want to.
I'm Leaving song was the song that really was our presence in the streets of New York. That was the only song off the album that went crazy on mix shows at night. Was this nigga?
Yeah. So that talk, Nas.
They need to hear this.
And at first, some of the people was like, yo, you bringing too many Queens guys into this.
It's a fact.
It's chill. Yo, why are you bringing him in?
Right. Oh, that talk, Nas.
And I said, nah, he got to be on the joint.
Right.
So,
and I came
thank
in.
God you was
no,
on
we
the
know
joint.
This.
Yeah, because they was acting like the production was too big for us. Firm Biz single. Right. We had In Vogue singers in it, cars flying off the roof and all that shit. He leveled it. And that was just... our vision also, right. Just knowing that he's the one that's coming. So
it's a classic record.
Yeah. Hold that talk, man.
That's real shit.
Let that man talk. Yeah.
I don't know what they singling, but we still going, right? They singling a little bit. I don't know what they singling. It's like a plane coming in right now. They going like this.
You know, smoke signals.
I don't know, but we going to still go because you the king MC. Okay.
Now, we here.
So if you had one album to choose, we got to do a shot. We didn't even do shots. This is terrible. This is terrible.
Mr. Lee, what we doing?
We are not. This is. We do shots with everybody. You can pick your poison. We don't have to say what it is. You pick it off camera? Let's pick it off camera.
I'm gonna hit the Henny.
You gonna hit? All right, then we gonna hit the Henny then.
I'm gonna hit the XO.
We gonna hit the Henny. You want to hit the Henny XO? Goddamn! I'm not gonna lie. Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
Nas, you the only nigga that can make me drink Hennessy. You know why? Last time I drank Hennessy, I woke up in Flatbush. I was like, what am I in Flatbush? Or go in Flatbush. I'm like, why am I here? Like, this shit is crazy. The old Flatbush, not the new Flatbush. Not the new Flatbush. The old Flatbush. So, goddamn it. All right, we're going to do Henny. Listen.
Now, nice I'm keeping crowd it, here. This is beautiful, man.
I'm keeping it real now.
Congratulations, man.
I'm keeping it real now.
Let's keep it real.
Let me tell you something. I had so many fights before Illmatic came out. And when Illmatic came out, I ain't gonna lie, I had at least 2 weeks I didn't fight.
Wow.
Because niggas was like, y'all Queens niggas got it.
Wow. Why they always trying to bully Queens, man?
Nah, I ain't gonna lie. Listen, it's hard for us, man. I told KRS you made a lot of killers. I told him you made a lot of killers because that Queens shit was not funny, man. It was not funny. Salute. But you know what, Illmatic?
Salute, brother.
So, Nas, we want you to know. We don't want you to go away to have to tell you that we love you. We don't want to have to you go away and something happen to you to tell you that you appreciate it here. Right now, your flowers is deserved now. We know you got all accolades, but you know what? Every now and then, we got to say thank you. Because you know
what? Thank you, man.
If it wasn't for Illmatic, there won't be no Nori. And that's the real shit. You know what my MC name was before Illmatic?
Well, nah, what's that?
MC Yahoo with the ball to beam. I wouldn't have worked, Nas. I wouldn't have worked. It wouldn't have worked. I needed it.
Yo, how you make up these words, though?
That's a
word
for himself.
He got a
language. It's crazy.
You gotta trademark all your crazy shit.
I'm gonna tell you some funny shit. Yo, one day, I don't know if you had the Nordica van, I believe. And you came shit. And you picked me up, and me and this nigga both didn't know how to roll weed. You don't remember that day? Look, I ain't gonna lie, I'm keeping it 100. You're gonna look at me different. But for like 2 weeks, I was Nas weed roller. Like, that was my job. Like, it was cool. I was just like, all right, cool. He came up, and I pulled up, and that's what we do. We go to Flushing Meadow.
And we did not have a driver's license.
None of us. I still don't got a driver's license. You got a driver's license?
I got mine a few years ago.
Yo, you got a driver's license? You didn't tell me? What the fuck? I thought we was the non-driver's license niggas. And Jungle's still smoking bogeys.
Still.
He's still smoking bogeys. We're going to get Jungle to stop smoking bogeys,
please.
And I'm going to get a driver's license.
Please, let's do that.
So, your favorite era in hip-hop. Let's do one more shot. I'm into that. You don't have to if you don't want to.
I'm with you.
Your favorite era in hip-hop. If you had to pick one era.
One era?
One era. Oh.
Be honest.
Be honest.
Could I put them in order?
Yeah,
you can do order. However you want.
However you want.
Oh, shit. Run DMC, Fat Boys. That shit was magical to me, man. That shit was magical.
Like the 80s, late 80s is your favorite
era? The early 80s.
Oh,
the early 80s. Coogee Rap. Yeah. But like before Coogee Rap, Eric, LL Cool J's original I Need a Beat. Because the words he was using, he had to go to the dictionary. And I was like, okay, it's real. Mm. And then he dropped the Rock the Bells, the new one that we all know today.
Right.
That was crazy. So that era right there was like him and MC Shan was like was real crazy because I walked to the record store and buy the record. So that was crazy to me. That's number one.
Some of the illest thing that I ever mentioned on Drink Champs was I told a person that if you want to study hip hop, I think you should start from Illmatic and then go backwards.
Oh, shit.
That's ill.
Remember I said that. So at first I thought everybody was going to like, that's blasphemy. Ironically, it's only a couple of people who said it was blasphemy. But everybody, because the thing about it is, and this is all due respect to our forefathers, they really wasn't saying champagne and getting pussy and, you know what I'm saying? Like, sometimes that's what we need to relate to get us in, like a Donald Gaughan's book. So I say that, like, if you study Illmatic and then go to Cool Herc.
Like reverse engineering.
Yeah. And ironically, I only had two people who disagree with me.
That's ill.
That's crazy. Did I put too much pressure on you?
That should be a video.
That's crazy.
It should be a song and a video right there.
What the fuck did he just say to me?
That's very crazy. I'm a fan of the show, and I saw you guys interview KRS-One. Uh-huh. And he said some words that humbled me down to the floor.
And he talked about you?
Yes, sir. And I love the conversation you had. You told him that he created a lot of killers in Queens. That shit was funny. But to bring him on this show and to talk about the art of it, it's like that's what I love to see. So I don't know why I brought that up. Oh, because you was talking about KRS and then going back.
I feel like you want another shot. I feel like you want one more. I just like, that's it. I really appreciate you, though, my brother. Let me just tell you something, man. In a lot of ways, you birthed my career because of the album you made, and I followed in suit. You birthed Mobb Deep, and Mobb Deep kind of birthed CNN, and I would always do that. So when you got on the Lost Tapes, you actually got a tribute to Prodigy.
Yes, yes. Well,
it's called Queensbridge Politics.
Yeah, it's Queensbridge Politics, but it's love to him, too.
I do a little more, man. Come on. I ain't gonna front. You like violating me, man. Give me. Come on, man. You like disrespecting me in front of all these people, man. Give me, I'm a man. I'm a man out here, nigga. So
right,
I ain't gonna front. I'm sorry. I had a side note. I thought it was just me and him here. So you got to join Queensbridge Politics. Now this is because the thing about Lost Tapes is it's taped through different periods. Yeah. So was that a old record?
That was last year.
Oh, last
year. That's where I did that. Yeah.
Oh,
last
wow.
Year.
Wow. Yeah. Can you talk about the memorial, mural, and
mural,
all?
Yeah. That was last year. I never thought we'd lose P.
Right.
And we lost him too soon. May he rest in peace.
Yeah. Rest in peace.
Yes, we can make noise for that. Yes.
Yeah. You know, he it's hard to get into it because he's not here.
Right.
You know, so it's a lot of things that went on that I wish never happened.
Right.
So that.
Like you even say, I wish you never wrote that book in the rhyme. You say
Yeah.
I did too.
Yeah. That was. Yep. But you never know why people do certain things, you know. Mm-hmm. So I think P was probably going through a lot of pain.
Right.
But politics of every hood, you know how it is. Yeah. The politics of every hood is what it is. So if I would have finished that song, it would have been 4 or 5 minutes long to really get into a lot of the history that I watched growing up. A lot of people that taught me a lot, I would have had to get into. Yeah.
God damn it, man. I see the shot. God damn it. God damn it.
Woo. Cheers.
We taking Hennessy, man.
Cheers.
We taking Hennessy, goddamn. She got real. I ain't gonna lie,
yes,
it's only for this nigga.
And it's the XO, smooth.
I ain't gonna get the weather, huh? That's it. Yeah. So, like, as a kid, you growing up loving Hennessy, do you realize you got a fucking job? You got a fucking Hennessy deal? Like, that's crazy. And a Nike deal. Like, you got Hennessy and Nike. You call. Yo, can you tell them niggas at Nike to put me off the blacklist?
Hey, you said Nike?
Yeah.
What you mean? What's that?
No, the sneaker, yeah.
They put you on a blacklist.
Yeah, I think I'm on a blacklist. Can you help me out?
I don't have a Nike deal.
You got a Nike something. I watch you on Instagram, nigga. You got Nike everything, nigga. So, nigga, please, can you tell them niggas I ain't diss them niggas? Tell them niggas, please, get me on the blacklist.
I can do that.
Do you think there's something called blackballed? Because, you know, like, remember when the firm actually dispersed, right? And it came time for Nas to stand on his own. I remember almost each and every member like actually accusing maybe you or the industry of that.
Of blackballing them?
Of blackballed. Do you think that exists?
Blackballing exists.
Do you think that
it exists everywhere?
Like, is it really it something that organized? It's really basically people just saying, don't fuck with that person. Or you think it's more organized than that?
Nah, I don't think it's that deep.
Right.
I don't think it's that deep. I mean, what is blackballing? Like, if somebody says they're going to blackball you, you're going to let them?
Right. You just keep moving.
I'm not letting them blackball me. So I don't really care about it. So I'm sure people tell me all the time, yo, they try to blackball you, son. They try to...
Right.
That don't faze me because I'm not letting nobody stop me. So people probably try to pull the rug from under my feet a couple of times. People try to pull the rug under everybody's feet.
Right.
If you let them stop you, you ain't built for this game.
Right. God damn it.
Period. Because...
So Lost Tapes 2, you had a party recently at Master Pill office.
Yeah.
And you said you have enough for 3 and 4.
I do.
Damn, nigga.
It's... You got records.
Yeah, not like 3 and 4, though. Come on, let's go. It's about you, let's go. You got 3 and 4, and besides your normal albums.
I do.
Jesus.
With some big artist features, and I can drop another one with features. Because this one, the two, I kept it, no features.
Right.
The next... One,
the production is the features.
The production, definitely. Yeah, I got love to all of those guys on there. But there's nobody rapping with me. But the next one, the features are crazy.
On part 3?
Yeah.
Okay, let me ask you one question.
Yes, sir.
Is there anybody that said no to Nas? Like, is there anybody? Because I feel like you can finger pop Jesus. I'm just throwing it out there. Like,
That was one of your rhymes, basically.
I went there. I'm so sorry. I'm just saying, anybody that ever said no, like yo, I ain't fucking with you. Or not that he ain't fucking with you, like they didn't call back, Carlos Santana or something, I don't know. Like, somebody weird. Come on, Nas, pick somebody weird.
And Chapo?
do not say Ja Rule, because I'm going to be fucking upset. Like... I'm just playing, Nas. I'm sorry. I'm on one right now.
I didn't really ask for a lot to be turned down.
Mm.
There's certain people I won't dare call because I just know they're not going to probably do it.
Mm. Like, who you wouldn't call? I want to know this. I seen you flicks with Madonna, nigga, so I know you went there, nigga. Come on. Let's go there. So who you wouldn't call? Would Nas be nervous to call? I want to notice that. I want to think. Because you said it in your rhyme. You got naked pictures of God. So, like...
I don't know.
You don't know? That's what I'm saying, nigga. There's no one. Like, you got to call God. You got a God text message? Like, text message that nigga and say, yo, y'all is I too. So no one's never fronted on you. Never wanted a feature that you never got? Sade.
Somebody had to say no. I can't.
Sade?
Maybe Sade. I don't. Probably be her. Yeah, probably
Sade.
Be her.
Nah, I'm not saying that.
That's coming
right
saying,
now.
I got Sade number. I don't think I called her for a record.
That would be crazy.
I don't think I ever called her for
a record.
That would
be a crazy record.
I got it.
Okay.
Ooh.
Prince.
Say, I got it again.
I got it.
Hold on.
One person.
Who is it?
Prince.
I ain't gonna
lie. Rest in peace, Prince.
As soon as you said Prince, everything got purple to me right here. I'm fucked up right
it's
now.
It's purple.
Yeah, it's all purple to me right here. Story, Nas.
Yo,
okay.
So
did he answer the phone? Because I felt like he answered like, hello.
Yo,
ain't Michael Jackson, it's Prince.
They're both niggas. They same
Prince,
nigga.
Prince, Prince shit was low, like, hello.
Oh, his shit was low.
D-voice?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay. I saw him.
Okay.
Because he came to my I Am album release party. And, you know, Prince is Prince.
Yeah. Right.
So.
Was he flowing?
He was.
Okay.
He was.
Okay.
He was. And he had his bad joint with him.
Mm.
And I was like, yo.
Is this a chick from The Last Dragon?
Vanity?
Like, in my mind, it's the chick from The Last Dragon. Let's just keep the story like that. Nah, let's keep going. She was with the chick from
Apollonia.
So see, he walked in with Apollonia. Go ahead. Let's take it from there, Nas. I'm sorry, this is my own story, your life. Let's go.
I can't. Nah, it was one of them. It was one of them.
Uh-huh.
And I just, you know, I said it. I pulled a Nori move. I said, yo, look, man, you know, let's do this. Let's do this song. And he was like, you know, do you own your masters?
Oh, no way.
Yes.
That's his ass.
But he blew my shit because I was like, I don't. And I'm far from it because I owe this label about 4 or 5 albums. So I was like, damn.
He dropped a jewel on you right there.
Dropped a jewel. He kind of helped me see the future.
Right.
And he was like, when you own your masters, give me a ring.
Everybody thought he was crazy. The way he was doing it with his masters, they thought he was crazy.
They always think you crazy.
In the beginning.
Yeah. I'm not going to lie, that deserves a slow clap. Not a slow clap. Slow clap is different. That's when you like, that's hard.
But we kicked it a few times. We got cool. He was a very cool dude to me. He invited me on stage to perform. I was like, I can't go out there. You know, like,
Wait, you didn't go out when he asked you?
I didn't go.
Because you know, Prince might have had his ass out. It's different. No. Like, when you hang with Prince. It's like, you know, I understand.
Chill, man. That's one of the gods, man. Prince.
It's Prince, baby.
I think everybody wanted to work with him. So the pressure that he had from everybody, he turned Michael Jackson down.
Right. Yeah.
The pressure he had from people wanting to work with him was crazy.
Yeah. So, whoa, hold up. Damn. Yo, we love Prince stories on this.
Didn't Havoc give us a Prince story?
Havoc said he made a beat for Prince.
Wow.
Okay. But
Havoc
now,
is great.
You went to Wyoming, like, and you worked with Kanye. You didn't work with the regular Kanye. You worked with MAGA hat Kanye.
Did you know it at that point?
Like, did y'all talk about that? Or you was just like, you know what? Let me let this nigga be crazy.
Yeah.
I took it too far. I went too far.
Yo, Kanye's still a genius, man.
No, we still love him. I want to beat from him right now. Like, I'm still going to take a beat, but I'm going to tell him to take the hat off, nigga. Okay, I'm sorry.
So he called me, and he's like, we always talked about him producing my album.
Right.
So I'm like, he's like, yo, you ready to do this album? I'm just like, yeah, let's do this album. So he's like, all right, cool, we're going to figure out the schedule.
Right.
Once we figured out the schedule, before we started working, he wanted to announce the album.
Mm.
And I said, all right, cool, because that makes us... It puts the pressure on, makes us have to deliver the album. The next day is when the Trump thing went crazy. So my phone's ringing, yo.
Get away from slime.
Yeah.
Niggas like, yo, Nas, go the other way.
That was tough.
Because you know why? You like the hood savior. I don't know if you ever accepted this pressure, but whatever Nas do, we do. If Nas rock Nike, we rock Nike. Nas rock silk shirts, we rock silk shirts. If Nas get a half moon in the park, nigga, I just stopped getting a half moon in the park. Come on, nigga. Come on, your nigga still over there with half moons in the park. Look at them niggas. So, whatever you do, we do. So, I'm just curious, like, y'all ever even had that talk, or you just was like, you know what, let the music. Like, it's like me and Pharrell, when I get in the studio with Pharrell, I don't talk about shit. Just talk about music. I don't talk about Subways, Publix, Winn-Dixie. Piggly Wiggly, none of that shit with that nigga. We just stick with music, nigga. That's all we got in common.
Y'all
let's
a
keep
great
it
combination. Y'all a great combination.
I went too far? You gotta let me know.
Nah, right, that's straight.
But so did y'all even, like, talk about that? Because, or you just like, fuck it, let's stick with the music?
Who's that?
I'm with Kanye with the MAGA hat. Did he come
after
in with the MAGA hat?
After
on?
The Trump, just,
in my mind, no. He didn't come in with the MAGA hat, right? He better not have.
Nah.
All right. You're from Queensbridge, Nas. You got to step it up.
Yeah, that was some shit. Cause you know, he got his ways of thinking and doing things. You know, that's what he is.
Like nowadays, it's called trolling. Do you know what trolling means? I know you're rich, but you know what trolling means. Like trolling is like to do something.
There's rich trolls too.
Yeah.
There's a lot. This is rich trolls. This is rich trolls. 50's a rich troll. I would say that. Kanye's a rich troll. I think that Kanye is a troll. Do you understand what you're trying to say?
I would say he does things that his way. I don't do shit like that. He's a genius at what he does. He pisses people off. But he's a good brother. He's a real good brother.
I agree with you.
Word.
I'm gonna take another shot. Come on, Mr. Lee. But now your investments, because I don't want to take up
more
time. It's about Lost Tapes 2, so I want to get into that. But your investments, Ring.
Yeah.
I got that in my door right now. That's a fact.
Yeah.
I use your investments. What else are you a part of?
Dropbox.
Lyft?
Dropbox?
Yeah.
Lyft? Ring?
My son got hit through Lyft right now.
Ring as well, right?
I said Ring. Oh, you said Ring. Ring, nigga. Come on, nigga.
I just heard you say more shots and I fucked up. I blacked out at that point.
But how did you... What was it? Anthony Sinai? I always say, you know, I'm dyslexic. I'm dyslexic. No, I'm proud to be dyslexic. Fuck it. Like, at this point, let me roll it. But what was it that said, you know what, I'm going to start doing investments?
I wanted to do that from watching TV as a kid. I wanted to be a businessman when I was a kid. Like, I wanted an office and a briefcase.
Really?
And a suit. And I wanted to connect dots.
Right.
I wanted to make big things happen. I wanted to see things happen. I always wanted to be that. You know, life takes you in another direction. You go to music. And then after a while, it comes back around. You're like, all right, I got time now. Before, I didn't have no time. I got time now. So it's like...
You sound like the kid on the internet. I got time today, cuz.
I got time today.
You got time today. Salute, my brother.
Salute,
man. Hey, let me tell you something.
It's the same as you, though, you know? Like, it's the same as you. You're a businessman.
No, I ain't gonna lie, Nas. I follow you. Like, I'm gonna be honest. I wanted to... Ooh, that shit hit me different, in a different way. That shit hit different. That shit hit different, goddamn it.
Yeah.
So, it still hit me. All right, hold on. Let me get my life together.
Wait for it, one more.
So I'm not gonna lie. You seeing you transition and like becoming the full-fledged businessman that you are, it's so inspiring. It's so like inspirational. Cause I remember like me, you, and Jungle just, you know, sitting there in Justin's and eating fried chicken and just like talking about it. And I'm gonna tell you something that I know you don't remember, or maybe you have. I filmed you in Jungle. And we were talking about, this is Backpack Hip Hop at the time, and we all hated Backpack Hip Hop at the time. I won't say what it was, who it was. I won't say who it was. But you know what you told me?
You said,
yo, one day they're gonna pay you for your conversation. Nigga, you are Nostradamus, nigga. That's what you told me.
But it's your gift. That's your gift. Your wordplay is crazy, bro. That's why your flow is crazy. That's why what you... Well, I'm telling you, when N.O., I remember I met you in also in D&D Studio.
Damn, you remember that?
You came to meet me, and you told me what was going on in your business and what you wanted to go on.
Yep.
And I said, I'm with you.
Yep.
And
the whole N.O.R.E. album. Can you continue?
His whole N.O.R.E. album, we was there for that. Like, we got you. Let's go.
Yep.
And so anybody that want to complain and say somebody's holding me back, this is proof. We're proof. No one can hold what's destined to be.
Right.
Nobody. So what you did was what I did. We got here, we came, we saw, we conquered. Anything else is bullshit.
Yeah.
Because I know where you was getting at with that.
No, nah, because, you know, I see so many people. Because, you, I mean, all of us as rappers, we have people who we want to bring and bring with us.
For sure.
But then there's certain people that don't want to work, but they think that they still deserve to be there.
Yeah,
so the thing is, you just got to just put it in yourself. So I followed your footsteps, you know what I'm saying? And I followed what you was doing. So you know what, man? We got any more questions?
I mean, I want to keep talking about how you was going.
I want to do Body in the Trunk, but go ahead.
I just think that it's important for people to understand, like, the evolution of how we can diversify ourselves when other things, like you said, we're doing podcasting, you're doing the investment
and
stuff.
Announced this Mass Appeal deal, too. Okay.
I think we should go right there, to be honest with you.
Did I announce it just now?
You just announced it.
Let's do a right one. Just in case y'all don't know, every time you hear Drink Champs, that shit is going to be on Mass Appeal. Make some goddamn noise! Yo,
family,
such a beautiful...
Good energy.
Yes, good energy,
man. We connect
with
good energy.
And we want you to know, Nas, let me tell you something. Listen, just because we down with Master Pill or whatever, you the biggest artist, you're one of the biggest artists in the world. To me, the biggest artist in the world, because I'm from Queens. So. And, to me, I say that. And you could have went anywhere, but you came to us, and I really appreciated that. Nah, because a lot of people don't know. They're thinking that we just did this now. You showed up to our main headquarters in Miami.
Yeah.
Like, you serious about
the show? They humbled us.
On the first day of the show. Yes. You know? First day of the tour.
Yes.
Yeah. I got to come see my guys. I never did it before. It's family time. The timing couldn't have been better. Like I said, I'm a fan of the show.
Yeah. Thank you.
I love what you guys do. I think there's no show like this in the game. It's pure, it's right, and you're drinking. It's a grand slam. It's beautiful.
Yes.
So I couldn't wait to be on the show. I saw Steve Stout on the show.
Yes.
He's crazy.
I gotta ask you about that.
I saw KRS. KRS-One. I saw was it EPMD?
Big Daddy Kane. We got EPMD.
Big Daddy Kane was good.
Yeah, EPMD. You're right.
So keep doing your thing, man. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I just want to thank you so much because you're a whole legend out here. You know how they be like, nigga out here with a whole baby. Yeah.
But wait, let's be real though. On record though, you got Lost Tapes 2.
Yeah.
We're going to have with you Drink Champs with Nas Part 2.
Let's get it in Miami.
No problem.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
No problem. Yeah. I just want to say, because you know what? It's so perfect. You know what? I could go in for 6 hours, but I'm
on. I know, man. I can't believe it's short. It's
you
already ended.
Listen, I keep going.
We ain't got to go 6 hours.
I can keep poked. Yeah. I'm getting poked over here.
Y'all got more questions to celebrate.
We got to celebrate with you.
Yes.
So, I ain't gonna lie. Once again, I just want to say thank you. You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, certain people don't have to do what they got to do to keep hip hop going. Like, you're at a level where you can say, you know what, I can stay on Wall Street. But you're still here. You're still making business ventures with niggas like us.
Oh, damn.
Who's trying to get an apartment in
and
Wall Street. I'm coming, nigga.
Staying humble.
I ain't got it right yet.
Come on.
But I'm coming, nigga. I'm right behind you. And I just want to thank you because, in case you don't know what you mean to hip-hop, if it wasn't for Nas, there wouldn't be a whole genre of music. There wouldn't be a Mobb Deep. There wouldn't be a Capone and Noriega. There wouldn't be a The Lox. There's a lot of people that you birthed with that drug dealer, real nigga rap. I know you're humble. You're Virgo. I'm September 6th. You're September
13th.
So I know you don't. But all right, now, so Body in the Trunk. Do you remember how we made Body in the Trunk? All right.
Hell yeah. We used to hang a lot.
Yes.
We used to hang a lot.
Yeah.
A lot.
Yes.
He used to take me to seafood place.
Yes.
We captain the nigga from Yala.
He always had a style about him. He could be in the hood, but he knew how to spin niggas, and then we go do the fly shit. So Body in the Trunk.
Yeah,
that was us in the studio. Just wanted to make records.
No, I'm gonna be honest. This is what you said to me, because we had like 7 records at the time, and I don't know if y'all know, but none of y'all niggas in this room is lucky enough to have 7 records with Nas. All right, so relax. I had seven. So, and I said, yo, let's do a concept record. So the whole time we're driving,
it's yo, loud.
Everybody, come on. I ain't gonna lie, it got out of control. It's okay. So as we drive into to see you in the Hit Factory already.
Okay.
Well, I'm with Jungle and Chappelle. So they keep battling each other. There's a body in a trunk, y'all. It's a body in a trunk. And then they just, so I walk in the studio with you and I'm like, yo, son, he said, yo, let's do a concept record. So I was like, all right, cool. And we start thinking of concepts. I went to the bathroom, they still out there bullshitting. I came back in, I said, yo, did you hear what they talking about? He's like, nah. I said, yo, they keep talking about us a body in the trunk. He was like, that's perfect for the concept.
I mean, we didn't even wrote our shit.
Hey, yo, that's my shit. That song, that's my shit right there.
Okay, nah,
that song was crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
No, that was a crazy joint because it was like, you had a movie part in it.
Yes.
Like, you had the sound effects.
Yes.
And the beat is stupid.
Yes.
The beat go dumb.
Yo, y'all should make a movie right now about that motherfucker, yo.
But by the way, I do that to Jungle all the time. I hear him talking, that shit turned to a song. It's like, oh shit. That nigga be later, he get a little ripped. I ain't getting paid for that song, son.
His publishing ain't right
on that. My publishing ain't right
on that. That's not true. I paid him for the whole motherfucking executive producer because you know what? And I'm gonna be honest. I owe Jungle more. I owe you more because you know what? As a fresh dude in the game, what happened was I took that whole album on my own, and y'all didn't. Y'all didn't take over, but y'all came over and just let me...
No, you did your thing.
You was helping me with the spices over here and over here, and I can't never thank you enough.
You did the incredible, bro.
Yes,
thank you. Everybody couldn't do that.
Thank you,
everybody
my brother.
Everybody can't do what you do, bro.
Thank you, my brother.
That's what it is.
So listen, everybody... Wait,
before we get out of here, we also got a big up. Not only are we going to break news, Mass Appeal.
Yes.
Tidal in the building with us, too.
Yes, wow. Yes.
And Revolt TV.
And Revolt TV.
Wow.
Let me just say something. Let me say something to the people real quick.
You ran a play right there.
Let me say something to the people real quick. Good friend of mine named Peter from Mass Appeal.
Pete.
Said to me, and I don't even think he knows he said this to me, but he knows that this was a heavy weigh-in on us. We had a heavy deal with iHeart Radio.
Don't get too crazy detailed.
I'm not
right
gonna
now.
Get too crazy. All right, I gotta relax.
Yeah, you gotta relax.
All right, I see people waving. Chill.
All right. Yeah, relax.
All right, chill, nigga. I know what I'm doing. But Peter said something crazy to me. He was in Bahamas, and he said, "iHeart ain't gonna get y'all. Y'all gonna do something crazy, and iHeart ain't gonna be there." And as wild as that shit sound, it was very simple. We know we say wild shit. We know that any other show can be censored and can be tamed. We know this. So, instead of iHeart, we chose motherfucking Mass Appeal.
Love.
And I want the record to show that, because I know Peter didn't know what he said when he said that. He said that shit to me, and he said it so nonchalantly, but it made so much sense. Because,
smart guy.
Because the thing about it is, I want everybody to listen to this. Not because I'm ill, but because I'm ill. Go where you appreciate it.
Mm.
Go where you celebrate it.
Mm. Wow.
Don't go where you tolerate it.
Wow.
Like, I'd rather be with my people.
Yeah.
Like, I never had business. I never had dreams of doing business with Warren Buffett or Steve Jobs or things like that. My thing was, I want to do business with Puff Daddy. I want to do business with Nas. I want to do business with Hov. Because that's who I look up to. And that's who I can see myself becoming. So, no disrespect, but why go to Spotify? Why go? I don't got that guy's number. I don't even know who's Mr. Spotify. Who is that nigga?
And hold on. And let me tell you, there's nothing more hip-hop.
Did I kill that? I feel like I killed that. Yeah.
There's nothing more hip-hop than to say, a Cuban kid from Miami.
That's right. Talk that shit.
Is sitting at the table with legends, nonetheless. and then we can announce a monumental deal in hip hop that includes Revolt, Tidal, and Mass Appeal.
God damn it.
That's real.
And on that note, Nas, thank you so much. I want to thank the Mass Appeal staff, from Jeff to Ann to Peter to, so many of them. I forgot the London girl. I forgot her name. What's her name? What's her name? The London girl, the accent, the publicist? Okay, I'm wilding. All right, But yeah, big up to the title, big up to Revolt, Robin, and everybody.